Ajahn, when you first arrived in Ajahn Chah's monastery, how did you communicate with him? How did you learn from him? Language?
Yeah, well, as I said, it was just like example. And then, of course, we all are the beneficiaries of Lumpa Samedo going and staying there and being there long enough to learn the language and then be able to translate for us. And so then when I came, when I very first came, actually Ajahn Sumedho was off on Tudong then, and there was a younger American monk, Warapanyo, he's since disrobed, and he's Paul Brider. He's done some translations of Ajahn Chah, and he had a really good facility with the language, and it's interesting because he just had a really good memory, and he was able to somehow communicate he never learned how to read or write Thai, so it was always from listening. But he got good at the Northeastern dialect, so that as well as Thai, and so his translations are from the recordings that were there and he particularly enjoyed translating the various talks and teachings from the Northeastern dialect, which is a great kind of blessing for everyone, because that's Ajahn Chah's home language. And when he's kind of comfortable and just sort of teaching and riffing, it's in sort of down home Lao, it's very expressive, because that's his home language. He was a great communicator in Thai, where he really shines is in his own dialect. So Paul at that time he was a young monk still learning, but he had, I mean, his ability to memorize. One of the things he did was memorize the Patimokkha. It's like 45 pages of Pali, and it's 227 rules. It's not scintillating literature to sort of begin with. So it's just a feat of memorization. And when you recite it, when we recite it on the lunar observance, it's the full moon and the new moon, then there's always somebody who is reading it and checking it, because it needs to be letter perfect, or should be letter perfect. And he was so comfortable he started noticing that the checkers would just kind of drift off. And because everybody knew he doesn't make any mistakes, so why do I need... So he would throw in a mistake from time to time, just to see if they're listening, if the checker was listening, which that's really difficult. It's hard enough to try to follow it and get it right, but then just for the fun of it to throw a mistake in, it's really... So he was good with the language. So he was, when I first got there, that was who was. And then when I came at the end of the year, Ajahn Sumedho was back from his Tudong in India, and so that Ajahn Sumedho would translate, or Paul would translate, and Warapanyu would translate, and other monks were getting, you know, everybody was motivated to learn the language. And I'd spent you know, a good chunk of time in central Thailand. So I actually started with a, when I very first went, then it was zero comprehension. But I had been in central Thailand, so I'd had exercise books that I learned to read and write, and learned the structure of language, and I was reading and then listening, and because it was like nowadays there's really good tools for learning language, but in those days it was a lot of repetition and patience.